Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, ghouls and gals, if you're in Vegas for Halloween weekend, then be sure to join us for costume karaoke at the Other Room in Caesar's Palace. Hang with Lynette Carolla and AJ Benza for a meet and greet from 7:30 to 9 October 27th. Then get ready for a karaoke contest fueled by a haunting amount of Mangria and endless rant, judged by AJ and Lynette. So join Carolla Drinks, AJ Benza, and Lynette Carolla for costume karaoke Saturday, October 27th at the Other Room in Caesar's Palace. More info at adamcarolla.com. No ticket necessary. Just show up and drink.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome.
I've missed you.
I know. You. I feel like I haven't seen you in like a month.
Yeah, I don't like it when we don't record on a Monday.
It's weird.
Because it's like, well, that's when I usually download all my stories
to
you.
I know.
Now
by
I have
Tuesday,
to hold them.
I know.
By Tuesday, I'm like, what's happened in my life?
I forgot.
Not much.
I know.
Hey, by the way,
yeah.
If you like our show, you're going to love Lady Gang Podcast on Podcast One. The Hollywood Girl Posse has tackled the biggest names and stories in Hollywood. Now they're taking over your TV. Check out the funniest ladies on the planet besides us. As Kelty, Becca, and Jack prepare for their upcoming premiering this Sunday, you guys get it. Good job, ladies. The Lady Gang Podcast every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One. Also, Beta Brand. Did you get your Beta Brands?
I love my Beta Brands.
Aren't they so comfortable?
Yes. I love them. You guys know when we talk about stuff that we love, right? You hear it in our voice.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
Beta
so
Brand.
So you guys are going to love Beta Brand.
I got these they're kind of like sailor pants.
They're made for us.
Yeah, they have three buttons on each side, like on the side, right?
Yeah.
And they're so
cute. I
said those. And they look like regular pants.
I know.
But they're like stretch pants.
See, they're perfect for women like us because we wear a lot of yoga pants.
Right.
And we want to look good day and night.
Right.
If you want your day care look to transform into your nightclubbing look.
You know what they are?
No problem.
They're pants for no-getters.
That's right.
Like us.
Right. And you can look good doing
jeans,
getting nothing.
Nobody wants to put – ain't nobody got time to put on a pair of jeans.
Hell no.
Be all constricted.
No. Oh, my God.
If I could wear lady gang pants, if I could wear yoga pants 24/7, I would. And now I can.
I know. And you can too.
Yeah. I mean, I can even if Beta Brand didn't exist, except for now I can do it and look like I care.
Yes, and be comfortable.
Yeah. So, how do you get it? Go to
Beta, B-E-T-A-A, brand.com, okay?
And use the code FCOL to get 20% off. That's Beta, BETABRAND.com, code FCOL. All right.
Okay.
Oh, also, one more thing. Okay, you know what?
Oh,
this ad actually... Actually, well, it's going to lead into something that I wanted to tell you about.
Yeah.
But it's for My Bite Vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
These are for vitamins for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And after I tell you the ad, I'm going to tell you why this is pertinent to my life right now.
Yeah.
So it's a multivitamin with layers of chocolate, caramel,
it's and really
peanuts.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even picky eaters are going to love.
They look like candy.
Do you remember when you were little and vitamins – you had to take vitamins and they were iron?
Yeah.
Well, but there were the ones that were iron and they tasted disgusting.
They taste like you're chewing aspirin. I know.
Oh,
I know.
Now they actually make vitamins that taste good for kids. And they – each one has vitamin A, as much as 3 cups of broccoli. Vitamin C, as much as 3 cups of sliced pear. Look, let me just say this. Your kids are not going to get scurvy.
No, no. But also they look like they look like candies. They look like caramel melt like caramel chewy candies that you would get in a See's candy box.
Oh,
that's,
great.
They look like that. Yeah.
And guess what? No code. Just go to Target. You get them at Target in the vitamin aisle.
Yeah.
So, or you can go to Target.com and get
Target.
Them. But here's what. So recently I took Elby to the doctor to get her second HPV
shot. Yeah, I got that from Natalia. Yeah.
Yeah. So Elby's all – so she's all set.
Shot up.
And it was interesting because – so Elby is teeny tiny.
Mm-hmm.
She – you know, they still do like the height and weight.
Right.
So she's at – her weight is like 3% of all kids.
Yeah. Really?
Her age. But what I didn't know, because I've never been a vitamin like a person who gives my kids vitamins.
I just haven't. I take them
myself, but I haven't been. And
on top of
the pediatrician was like, "Is she taking vitamins?" And I said, "Well, now she is. Now that I know of a vitamin
brand for kids." Now that you just shamed
me. Well, your kid plays sports. You know, she plays basketball. They don't. I didn't realize that kids don't get enough nutrition just through the foods they eat.
Right.
And she was like, she needs calcium
for
her bones.
Yeah.
I was like, well, she eats a lot of ice cream.
Yeah. Does that count?
She needs a supplement and she needs to take a vitamin to keep her body working correctly. I was like, oh, I thought I was such an amazing parent.
Now you just shamed me in front of my daughter.
I know. Because she asked Elby, do you take vitamins? And Elby was like, nope. It's the same thing as when they go to the dentist and the dentist goes, do you guys floss? And they go, not really.
Not really.
Just you guys, not come on.
I know. Come on.
You can't lie a little bit for mommy. Can't you just say, at least just say, I mean, you don't have to say how often. Once a year, you know, twice a day.
Yeah.
They're not going to know the difference.
It.
Just say you do.
You know what to do. You guys aren't dumb. We're at the dentist. You know if you get interrogated in front of the mother, you're supposed to lie.
I want to know who these kids are that are flossing all the time.
By the way, did you floss when you were a kid?
No.
I don't even think, like, flossing was a thing when I was a kid.
No.
It's been promoted now, like, so much. But when you were a kid, I never even – I don't remember the flossing situation until I was in my 20s.
And now they try to make it really fun for kids. They have those ones that they're all – those little plastic things that are multicolored and they have a little teeny flossing
string. Yeah, like that's
going
to really interest them.
Yeah. But you know what does – you know how I've gotten my kids to clean between their teeth? Is those –
show them what happens when you do meth?
Look, guys, here's a viral video of a bunch of meth addicts in court.
Right.
Okay.
If they would have just vlogged in court.
In court. Or in mugshots. Here's a bunch of mugshots.
Calling of Mike Boudet on speed dial. Send me over some extra footage.
No, but I give them, you know those things? They're kind of, they're newfangled.
Yeah.
With their little stick that's got a – they look like little trees and you stick them between your teeth.
Yes.
Okay. My kids love those. First of all, they're expensive AF.
Really?
Yeah. They're so expensive.
Your kids love those?
Yeah. Why? Because they could poke – they just poke themselves between the teeth and they – I'm not saying they do it every day like they're supposed to. But once in a while, I'm like, hey, you guys, are you out of trees?
Yeah.
What's more of these things?
I know.
I don't know.
Kids just like colorful things. Have you – okay. You've been in the movies lately? Yes.
Yeah.
You saw A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
Twice. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh.
You know why? Because
I'm
married to a very shallow person. And when it comes to movies, he's like, oh, my God, it's a Saturday? What are we doing tonight? What are the kids doing tonight? You and I are having a date. We're going to the movies. And I was like, great. A Star Is Born. And he's like, no. And I was like, why? Why can't we see A Star Is Born? Everybody said it's good. And he goes, no, I want to see it too. I do. But no, we're not going to see it right now. He said, I want to see A Bad Night at the El Portel. I was like, okay. All right.
With the kids?
No, because the kids had stuff to do.
Oh, okay.
So I had to take Sonny to basketball. So basketball is always a far Kasha, 25,000 miles away, can never be close to home. That's a whole other story. But so he said, I worked out that we weren't going to be able to have dinner first. So the movie starts. First of all, he wants to go to that movie theater that lays back and you can order like dinner and like a dinner theater thing.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. Okay. It's booked all the time. There's never – it's got like seven seats. There's not anything – I mean – it doesn't have very many. I mean, if there's a movie that's popular, you ain't got. You gotta like think right. 3 months ahead of time
because they have to have like a basically a waitress for every section.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, all right, you can't have more than like seven seats in your
right.
section.
Exactly,
or you're overwhelmed.
Right, you're too overwhelmed.
It's, you're in the, like, gonna get in the weeds.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
that wasn't a well thought out plan on the movie theater's
no,
part.
No, it wasn't. So you got it. So every time I go, oh yeah, I forget about that place. I want to try it. Go on there. It's like booked every time. So I said, he goes, okay, well, I got to go to work. And he goes, I'm going to go to work. You go online, go get tickets for the theater close to house, whatever, by our house, whatever is going to be the easiest, most convenient. Okay.
Except for you can't see the movie you want to see.
Exactly. So I know I know. And now that I think about it, I should have just told him. But he would have never bought the El Bad Night at the El Portel was sold out in Glendale.
Adam, know. It's so popular. It's crazy. Everybody wants
like
to
you.
See
they
it.
All
you're a, yeah. You yes. must have good taste.
Yes. Well, you know who doesn't have good taste? Paul Bryan. Because he's the one. Paul Bryan, for those that don't know, is Adam's psychic. But also he has a Film Vault podcast called The Film Vault. He's been doing for years. And he loves movies. And he does a movie review called, what's it called? Bollywood? Baldywood on Adam's show. And he reviews movies. And he apparently reviewed and loved the shit out of El Portel. But Adam and I love Quentin Tarantino movies. Like mm-hmm. when there's a new one that comes out, we want to go see it.
Okay.
We love – and Adam's picky and he loves Quentin Tarantino movies. So anyway.
I have a love-hate relationship with Quentin Tarantino
movies. He's insane.
But some of them I love, and then other ones I'm like, this has to be the worst movie I've ever seen.
The one I never got was Kill Bill. I didn't like that.
Hated it.
I hated it too.
I refused to go see Django Unchained too.
Oh, that one was good. That was okay. I mean, they're like cinema. You go, you sit down. It's like, you know, I mean, they're acting.
But I mean, Pulp Fiction is one of the best movies ever. And True Romance is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about True Romance.
Freaking yeah. love that movie.
Yeah.
But then that's so different than his newer ones to me.
Yeah. Did you see Hateful Eight?
No.
That was his newest one. It was like a Western.
Right.
And I was like, a Western?
I don't like Westerns.
I don't like Westerns either. I loved it.
Oh, you
okay.
did?
Paul Bryan hated Hateful Eight.
Interesting.
Okay. So
I wish you guys could be in studio with us because Lynette's making some really funny faces, like very suspicious of Paul Bryan's opinion.
Paul fucking Bryan. So usually whenever I hear his movie reviews, I'm on board. Like he's like – he likes movies that have heart. He loves, you know, independent movies, but he also likes the big blockbusters, but not the corny blockbusters.
Right.
You know, like – you know, he's just – he – for the most part, is good taste. Except I can't get on board with him with hating the hate. I remember his review and I was like, he's an idiot. When I listened to it, because I really liked The Hateful Eight. It was really interesting and had humor, but it also was, you know, it was a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Right.
You know? And Samuel Jackson's always so good in those movies. But anyway, I digress. Paul Bryan says, go see – I'm giving myself a headache. It's like – too early in the morning.
Go see On the Road to El Portola.
Bad Night at the El Portel. Anybody that listened to the podcast, what was the podcast that we just listened to of the doctor that killed people?
Oh, yeah. Not Dirty John, but Dr. Death.
Dr. Yeah. Death. If you listen to the Dr. Death podcast, you know – you. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's a geo thing, but – every commercial break was Bad Night at the El Portel in that podcast when I listened to it.
Okay.
So – and I love me some John Hamm. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget about John. Let's just sit and think about that. Let's marinate that, ladies, for 1 second.
Yeah. Mario. Let's zoom in.
Yes. Just think of Mad Men, John Hamm.
Right. Zoom in on the – also
yes. –
and all the
tight
pictures.
Shot on his crotch.
Package.
Which I forgot about, actually, until after the movie. And I was telling my friend, Jody, and she was like, yeah, don't forget about his package. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Hamm turns me into a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, I know. Oh,
like,
my God.
I love it when he doesn't wear underwear and gets his picture taken.
Yeah. Like a pervert. Anyway, he's just beautiful. He's beautiful. Anyway, and he's a good actor.
And funny.
And funny.
Yeah,
he's a
really
funny guy. Okay. So he's in it.
Right.
And all right. So he's Adam. Please, can we see A Star Is Born? Now, don't think that when I went to Sonny's basketball game that day, afterwards I got dragged to going into an early dinner in the middle of Chatsworth when I got to be back into like Glendale by 7:20.
Right, for date night.
For date night.
Keep the marriage together.
To see the movie that I didn't want to see,
right.
But Adam really wanted to see. And
right.
the worst thing is I would have rather him to go, I don't want to see A Star Is Born. No, he goes, oh, I want to see that too. That's what really kills me.
Right.
It wouldn't hurt so bad if he said, I don't want to see The Star Is Born. That's a whatever. You go see it with your friends. But no, he wants to see it too.
Right.
He heard
so
it's
by
good.
The way, don't go see it without me because I want to see it.
Yeah.
But we're not seeing that one tonight.
What? We're not going to go see it. I'll go see it with my pals. He's going to go see it with his friends probably.
Oh, jeez.
You know?
Yeah.
But no. So I go to his game, Sonny's game, and afterwards I get dragged into going to Chi Chi's Pizza afterwards, which takes 3 hours because we're sitting at a table of 17 people pretty
right,
much,
right.
All the parents on one end, the kids on the other. The parents also, by the way. I'm with all the dads and then the one mom that I don't really know.
Right.
So now I got to like sit there and look at my time and think, okay, kids, you know, Natalia's with us and she's chatting it up with the boys at the end of the table.
Right.
And I'm sitting across from a girl, a woman that I don't really know. And be frankly, I kind of don't really like her. I don't know. A jury's still out. I've heard some things. Just put it that way.
What?
You know, just a little chit-chat drama stuff, you know.
Right.
Shit-talking stuff.
Right.
And so I don't know. So I decided I'm going to make my own opinion. Well, it turns out I couldn't make my own opinion because I had to rush through everything to get to the movie. And a car flipped over on the freeway on the way home, which made me feel bad because we were in bumper-to-bumper traffic. And I was like, oh, like stressing. And then when I saw the horrible accident, I felt bad. Like, here I am trying to rush to get to the movies. And I
now,
was just,
is Adam the kind of person that you can just be like, hey, honey.
There's an accident.
Can we just do a movie another night? Because this is stressing me out trying to get there.
No.
Yeah.
Because he works all the time and he never gets to go to the movies. Because he woke up that morning going, wait a minute. Tonight, I don't have to work. I don't have to do anything. Let's go to the movies. And I was like, okay. And then if I call and tell him that, yeah, he'd give me shit for it.
Right.
He's not going to put a gun to my head, but he wouldn't be – he'd be pissed.
Right.
Yeah. And do I want to do – and I kind of want to see it too.
No, I understand.
You know? And John Hamm, you know, whatever.
I will say about John, though, that John – this is one difference. I have my own, which we'll get to, irritations about John. But I just know that John will – he's sort of a no-getter like we are.
Yeah.
So if things are kind of looking like it's going to be too much of a hassle, he'll be like, oh, we could just do it another night.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, oh, good.
Oh, good. I know. Adam's like that when it comes to stuff that has to do with his family gatherings. He'll be like, scrap it. Just tell him we can't make it.
Right.
Then I'm like, ooh, good. But when it comes to stuff that he wants to do, he gets pissed.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
John wanted to watch – just as a quick interjection,
yeah, no, go
the
ahead.
Laker game, he recorded it. He had a thing in his head that we were all as a family going to watch the Laker game,
like
get
that.
Pizza and watch the Laker game. Well, I had, of course, been doing 100 things that day and was so tired. And then I had a raging headache. I'd had like 2 meetings. It was a whole kasha for me in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, he'd been aiming for this whole, we're going to watch the Lakers. And I'd walked. It doesn't really matter. The point is, I went into my bedroom. I had to take some migraine medicine. Mm-hmm. And then I have these little, this thing of beans. They're, it's like called a bed buddy. I heated it up and I put it over my face.
I love that.
And I was laying there. And all I hear from they've got the TV blasting. And I just hear John going, Steph, where are you? Hey, are you coming? Are you watching the game?
God.
And I was like, not feeling good. And then John's like, what's going on with Steph? I got it. Let me. And then he comes in. He's like, what's going on? Like,
I hate
almost
that.
Accusatory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Like it's an attack on
are
him.
Are you not? Well, I thought we're doing something as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, as if I'm not like part of the family because right. I'm – go watch the fucking Laker game
yeah.
with the kids.
With your kids,
enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Right.
It's sort of like the going for a walk.
Yeah.
It's like, first
Why
of all,
do
I don't care.
I know.
I don't care. And I do plenty of stuff with the family.
I know.
Like, why does it have to be such a huge ordeal? Why do I have to be, like, at death's door
right.
to get out of
right.
watching the Laker
exactly.
game? Just enjoy it without me.
No, I know. I know. What – and then – They, you know how much shit we do with the kids?
Right, exactly.
We're always doing shit with the kids.
Right.
I enjoy everything with the kids.
Me too.
I enjoy going to their games. I enjoy going to their IPA meetings.
Right.
I enjoy doing shit with the kids, about the kids, all the time, every day.
Right, me
all
too.
All day. And you are like, you know, when you want to go do something as a family, how about it? If I feel like I don't feel good or I'm not up to it or I kind of just don't
right.
want to do it. I can't do what you do and just put my feet up on my desk and go, yeah, you know, I got a really early morning, so I'm just going to sit here on Twitter for the next 3 hours while
yeah.
you take the kids.
Yeah.
No.
That's John, too.
Yeah. Like, the fuck? No.
I have to specifically say, okay, tomorrow morning I have to be at my podcast at this time.
Right.
So I can either drive the kids to school or walk the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Normal mornings – it's just – I just do it. It's just because – and we've had so many fights about it. And I promise you, if you're out there listening and you have a suggestion, I promise you I've already thought of it and it
yeah.
hasn't worked.
Uh-huh.
At this point, I have to be in acceptance that he's just not going to get up in the morning. It's just not going to happen. He's not going to suddenly become a person who gets up and makes lunches and gets everyone mm-hmm. out the door. Even if he is in charge of getting them out to school, I still have to wake him up. Even if he sets his alarm,
yeah.
he's like another child where I have to go, John, you remember you're driving the kids to school this morning. Okay, well, you're supposed to be out the door in 10 minutes and you're still in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get up. Mm-hmm. I have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, but if he isn't specifically getting up to take the kids to school because I cannot do it,
mm-hmm.
then it's just on me.
Exactly.
And if I didn't get up, they
of
just
course.
Wouldn't go to school.
Right.
And we've had these arguments where I'm like – The bottom line is the responsibility is my responsibility because if I didn't do it, it just wouldn't happen.
No, I know. I told him totally with you.
And he's like, but I pick them up. I oftentimes
yeah.
pick them up.
Then
and
they throw
like,
that in.
Right.
I sat there and talked to them for 5 minutes the other day. I spent
right.
plenty of time with them.
Right. That's what John will do too. I hope he never listens to this podcast. Don't tweet at him. Well, you don't even know his Twitter.
Yeah.
But he'll do this. If I say, John, if we get in a fight and I use the language of never – always by accident. If I go, but you never take them to school, then he'll go, how dare you?
Uh-huh.
I think I took them to school at least a half a dozen times last year. Then if I was to go, do you realize how insane you sound right now? So you took them to school 6 times out of the entire year? Do you realize how many times that leaves me taking them?
Right.
And I'm sure it was some special circumstance. Did I have the flu? Well, you don't get to pat yourself on the back then.
Right. It's true. It's so true. I don't know. Are we the norm or are we just in sabbatical or are we just the same – have the
I
the
think
same
it is
type of,
kind
I
of a female thing. But I do think there are men
mm-hmm. yeah,
who do it. But I think that that's because that's the role they have. I think there are plenty of men who are – I see them at my kids' school. There are men who whose wives – work full time and they're the ones that like take the kids to school even if they work or they have a more flexible schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen the role reversed, but I've never seen – well, except for the ones that – oh, my God. Yesterday, there is one couple that does everything together.
That's the one –
they've been picking up their kid from school.
Isn't that weird?
Every day they're there together. And I'm like, I don't get it at
all.
I
don't get it either.
Something is wrong with your marriage if you have to be by each other's side 24/7.
It's weird. I thought there's a couple like that too. There's a couple – they go to their son's practices, multiple practices
yeah.
during the week.
I understand going to a game.
Fine.
You don't
of
need
course.
To go to practice together.
The games are fine.
Nope.
But you don't need – first of all, no other mom or dad is sitting and watching the whole practice all 3 days a week. Well, maybe once in a while a dad will take the kid and sit and watch. But those two are at all his practices all the time. And I noticed it. And Sonny, I was like, so-and-so, does Joey's parents go to all the practices? like, do they sit – are they always together? Every time I pick you up, the both of them are here. What, do they accidentally come at the same time and go, I thought you were picking him up? And he's like, no, Mom, they both sit there. And I think we talked about it. And he's like – and it's kind of weird. And I was like – you know, he's like, you know, the coach doesn't want to yell at you in front of the parent, you know what I mean? Or, like, you know, correct you or what. It's just – and the kid doesn't want – the kid's like, why is – I don't know.
It's very funny you would say that, and we're going to get right back to the road to Portola. But I went to – I never do. I went and sat for Xander's practice, yesterday's basketball practice, and it's just really funny that you would be saying this because I never do. I usually drop him off and then come back and get him. But – and I brought Sadie and Elby with me. They just wanted to come to the gym and, like, shoot the ball around and do their homework at the gym. I don't know. They'd felt like it. So I was like, all right, I'll stay.
Yeah.
So I, like, stayed and, like, was on Facebook the whole time.
Yeah.
But I did notice there's two coaches, so not Kiki, but the other coach, yelling at the kids a lot. And I found myself having to tell my brain to reel it in because I was like, he's kind of harsh. Like, he's yelling at him and going, if you don't do blah, 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 you're going to do push-ups. And I was – then I started thinking, like, oh, my God, I need to not come because it's am I really going to micromanage every – like, they've never complained about it before.
Right.
But I was hearing myself going, wow, he's really harsh.
Yeah, like, does he have to talk to them that hard?
And then luckily I was like, okay, the answer to that is I need to not come to the practices because it's – so far, I haven't heard complaint from Xander, I need to bring it up.
Right.
Wow. Do I need to have a conversation with him? Like, no, what I need to do is not go to the practice.
Yeah.
Like a normal person.
I know.
Anyway.
No, I hate that. I am.
So go on. Back to the story. So you're in traffic. It's bumper to bumper traffic. You've just sat at dinner for 3 hours with parents.
With the parents.
Yeah.
I get there. I get it. So, and I got to take Sonny, get his Petey and his blankie and his Owly Owls.
Why?
Because he's going to drop him off on the way to the movie theater. So he's going to spend the night at a friend's house.
Okay.
So anyways, Adam says, get the, you know, I like to be on the end. Okay.
Okay. But you do or Adam says this?
I do.
Okay.
I like to be at the end. I don't know. I don't want to go, excuse me, pardon me, step on people's feet and purses and whatnot.
Right.
And fall into somebody's lap.
Right.
Which is what happened the other night. Adam goes, I want to be in the middle. Like, see if you can get a middle seat, you know. So I get the middle seat. And
this is the shit that causes divorces.
I know.
By the way, it's the little things.
Nobody
tells you that it's not the finances.
Stab them.
I want to sit in the middle at the
movies. I know. I don't like
I've
going.
I've drawn up the papers.
Yeah. Also, he is so loud when he's chewing. So he goes to park the car.
Oh, my God. We are, like, separated at birth.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like everybody's look. Okay. So we – let me paint the picture. So we pull up right at the nick of time. And, like, I mean, the movie starts at 7:20. We got there at 7:20. And he's like, you go up and it's escalators and up to the top floor.
And I bet you he, because since we're the same, he's probably like, well, don't worry about it. There's previews.
That's what
and
he, exactly.
Like, but I don't want to go in there when it's dark.
I know.
And then I have to freaking try to find the seats on my phone.
I can't see.
And I
can't see when it's light out.
People are annoyed because they're trying to watch those stupid previews. And I'm like.
I know.
And they're like, why are you stressing? We're fine.
Yes. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, there's previews. So he goes, well, I'll park. You go. I go, just let me out. I'll go up and get, because I bought it online. So then we go to the Arclight, which you can buy a drink. Mm-hmm. So I go, I'm going to get caramel corn and a glass of wine and a water. What do you want? And he writes IPA, but I didn't see it. I got him a glass of wine and he goes, oh, did you not get my text?
Like, oh, God.
Are you fucking – yes, I got your text, and I got you a glass of wine instead, irritate you. Like, why would you
– right.
And he's Adam, too. Like, he knows if it was the other way around, I'd never hear the end of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he says, did you not get my text? Really? Are we going to talk about this right now? Like, yeah, I got it, and I just decided to piss you off.
Yeah, I just know what's better for you.
Right. Yeah.
I just would rather see you drink wine.
Right. And I'd rather hear it for a minute and a
or
half.
Or they're like, oh, did you deliberately not check the text? Like, you should have thought, you're going to order for me.
Attention.
Why don't you check the text to see if.
Why wouldn't you look?
Right.
Asshole. So I get the caramel corn, the wine. We go. And then we're in the middle seat. And I didn't think it was going to be that crowded. But apparently everybody was in our row. And we were in the rows in the section the lower section. I thought we were back. No, right. We were like up against the screen. I had a headache from all day of traveling around the valley and right. the Chi-Chi's Pizza.
What a great date night.
I know, right? And a classic plastic glass of wine, cheap wine, and caramel corn.
And a movie that you would have rather be seeing a different movie.
Yes. And by the way, I didn't eat because by the time the meal came, my meal, the kids had pizza. I got Parmesan, chicken Parmesan, and it sounded good. And, of course, mine took forever. Pizza came out like lickety-split. And I was right. like, I should have a piece of pizza. I had one piece. And meanwhile, he already ate. He had dinner. So I'm eating caramel corn because I'm starving. And drinking my wine, we – of course, I stepped on some woman's purse. And she's like, like that. And I go, right. I'm sorry. And it's quiet. And the first scene of El Portal, we walk in. The screen is black. Everything's black. Fade in, fade up. The movie starts. And it's quiet. Guy walks into a hotel room, closes the door. He's sitting there and he's doing shit, right? And – you know, when you walk into a movie theater and you can hear kind of people like talk, then you sit, and now I just pissed some woman off. I'm stepping on some guy's shoe. Then I sit down in the middle and I'm like, oh my God, we're so close. But I didn't say anything. And my phone is glowing. So I turn it upside down. I'm trying to be so quiet.
Right.
And Adam's like, you can hear him going, opening up the caramel corn. And then he has a deviated septum. So when he eats, he goes,
oh, no.
So you can hear him breathe and chew and breathe and chew. And I go, Adam, can you, like, eat when it gets loud? It's going to get loud. And he's like, what? And I'm like,
oh, my God.
I can't make a move. Because embarrassed.
All men turn into grandpas right around this age, right? Right around this in their early 50s area. They all are like grandpas already. It's like you should be acting like that when you're 70.
I know.
Stop acting like a what?
Hand me the wine. Where's my IPA?
Mama, hand me my wine.
What, yeah? Where's my IPA? Okay. So, all right.
Is this the movie? Is this still a preview?
Adam, shh. Like, I can't, like, I'm so embarrassed. And by the way, you're Adam. Don't you want to, like, aren't you just, like, kind of like, don't you want to not cause attention to yourself?
Right.
Usually he is like that, but I don't know what was wrong. Or maybe every little thing was getting on my nerves.
You're not in Jimmy Kimmel's screening room.
Yes. This is, like, I know.
We're in public.
I know. So then the movie starts. And within a half an hour, I want to go home. I could care less. If a half hour gets into the movie and you don't care about the characters, it's kind of bad times, right, at the El Portal.
Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's going to get better. The acting was, whatever. And then there's John Hamm. But then, spoiler alert, John Hamm gets killed.
Oh, no.
And, like, I don't know. He's, like, in the beginning half of the movie, and then he's gone. And he gets killed. So, whatever. And then I'm like, what? And then Adam and I aren't talking throughout the whole movie. I'm thinking, it meanders. There's like long scenes where we don't need to see Chris Hemsworth's belly abs. Like, he didn't need to be in it,
right,
I think.
Right.
Like, it was like, what? This is Bald Brian's movie of the year?
I was just going to go, are you cursing Bald Brian in your head at this point?
So the whole time I want to kick him in his bald head. And I was thinking, this is his movie of the year. And I'm thinking, is Adam liking this movie? I don't think so. There can't be. He can't. So when we walk, as soon as the movie is over, we get up, we walk out, the door opens, and he goes, I want to fucking kill Bald Brian. I go, why didn't you say that? Because we could have left. I would have gone happily home. My head was pounding. I was falling asleep during like boring scenes.
Uh-huh.
I was like, and this is what we missed A Star Is Born for. And let me tell you something else, Adam. When I was leaving Chi-Chi's Pizza and I go, I'm sorry, everybody. I got to leave early because we got tickets to a movie. All the dads go, are you guys going to go see A Star Is Born? I just saw it with my wife the other night. It was great. And I was like, all I could think about was the men going, the movie, The Stars, and him going, I want to see it too, but I also want to see
it. He would have loved it. I think he would have loved it.
Thank
it's
you.
Very entertaining. It's got something for everyone in it. Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Bad times at the El Portal.
Literally. Listen, let's get a couple more ads in here.
Literally.
ZipRecruiter. Look. Look.
There's a theater called the El Portel out here in L.A.
Are you trying to hire somebody, but you're like, oh, hiring is such a pain. It's really hard. It's like, I can't go through all these resumes.
We need a new person to do drops on Adam's show. Yeah.
ZipRecruiter is great. Yes. It's the new way to hire. ZipRecruiter, there's job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through, and that's not smart. And there's job sites that make you wait for the right candidates to apply to your job. Not smart. But you know what is not smart? Using your relatives to fill in at work while you look for the proper staff to hire.
Yeah, that ain't smart.
Yeah. You know what's smart? Using ZipRecruiter.
That's
go to
right.
ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL to hire the right person. They don't depend on candidates finding you. ZipRecruiter finds them for you. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. And this rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. It is the smartest way to hire.
Yes.
And now tell us about Pluto TV.
Pluto TV, if you want free streaming television service, by the way, my girlfriend Jody uses it all the time, loves it. Over 100 TV channels, over 1,000 of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto will never ask for a credit card. You don't need to sign up to watch. It's easy and completely legal, and you just download it, and you can watch it on your Amazon Fire, your Apple TV, your Smart TV, your PlayStation, your Roku.
And you know what's really great about Pluto TV? If you are looking to kind of drop your DirecTV or whatever you're doing wherever you live, Pluto TV is a great alternative. It's a great way to
save money.
Have your cake and eat it too.
Yes. Look, if your kids are moving out, you know, and they're like going to away to kind of, I want DirecTV or whatever, tell them to get Pluto.
Yeah. I love the fact that you don't even have to use a credit card to sign up.
I know.
You just download the app. And use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you about John, about just similar
arguments. Just
so
the
many...
fact that they want to pat themselves on the back.
Yeah. The thing about John is, if I can just bitch for a second, it's just that when we argue, and just lately we've just been bickering a little bit, it's just always the same old argument.
Yeah,
and, you
know.
You feel like you're better than that. Like you go, oh, we don't – these couples that are going to just bicker about the same thing. You think I would just learn my lesson and be in some sort of acceptance about like this is his person. But then when you're in a little argument, even if you're telling your brain, even if you're like, you got to just let this go. This is just – it's never going to change.
Yeah.
There's no point in expressing frustration because – and I know you relate to this – but John gets frustrated at me for being frustrated at him. So then it's just an endless loop and nothing is going to get solved.
Right.
Because he immediately kind of shuts down of like, oh, God, there she is mad at me again.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, yeah, but I'm mad because of the same thing that you always say you're going to change.
Right.
Or try harder or whatever.
Right.
And
it
you
goes,
don't. So then it sort of sets us up on these opposing sides where I'm always bitching about the blah, blah, blah. But the reason I'm always bitching about it is because you're not picking up that slack.
I know.
But then he does that thing, and I know I sound like a broken record myself, even to you guys, but it's like, okay, he will start doing something else. Like, for instance, John's taken to, in the last few months, cleaning the kitchen at night before he comes to bed, which I'm very happy about. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, but there's certain things that I've just been doing for our whole relationship, and it's not like I'm expecting – recognition.
Right.
Like, I always do all of our laundry.
Right.
And I know there's people that are like, well, don't do his laundry then. Okay, but how am I really going to, like, to me, it's not a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, okay, well, cleaning the kitchen at night shouldn't be a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Should just be something that's, hey, not a big deal.
Right.
It's not like there's piles of dishes. We have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I get it. You take a Clorox wipe and you put the dishes that happened, the stray dishes, and you put them in the sink and you clean the counters. And I really appreciate it. But the difference is I tell him. I go, oh, my gosh, thank you again for cleaning the kitchen. Because I know he freaking needs to hear that in order to keep doing it.
So does Adam.
But I always sometimes I'm like, but how come I don't get – how come all of the things that I do – it's not like he ever goes, you know what? I just really want to give you a huge shout out and props for getting the kids to school every day.
Yeah, no. Right, no.
There's not a time. All he does is get defensive when I go, you never take the kids to school, is I have to hear, I did it 3 times last year. Are you crazy?
Last year.
Why are you so angry? I'm almost constantly bringing the kids to school. Or sometimes he'll even go like, I took them to school 2 times last week. And then I'm like, no, you didn't.
I know.
Maybe you took them once. But then I find – then I'm like, oh, my God. Now I'm having an argument about the minutiae. Like, I'm not winning here. Nobody's winning when I'm trying to prove that he didn't take them 2 times last week and he's trying to prove he did. I'm like, I think you're missing – the bigger picture, which is that out of an entire year, you maybe take them 10 times and I take them the rest of the time. And it sometimes I just try to explain. I'm like, look, it's not really the number of times you take them. It's the fact that the responsibility is on me to delegate when you are taking them. I feel like every day I have to go, okay, honey, I'm going to be at work. I have to go have a meeting at Meet and Greet today in Century City. I'm out. Like, you got to pick them up.
Right.
Then he'll be like, okay, I'm going to write it on the calendar. In what universe would I need to write on the calendar that I have to pick up the kids? Yeah.
Could you imagine?
And he will get really, really irritated if I tell him what time they get out of school.
Oh, really?
But he will ask me. But, if I go, and you know they get out of school, they're 2:40 or whatever. He'll be like, I know that. I know what time they get out of school. But I swear to God, if I don't say it, he'll be like, now, do they get out of school at 2:40, right? The regular time? Or is there a thing after school? What thing? Okay.
It's just like Adam.
What thing after school?
It's like, I know. And then they go, what time? What day?
And then if you go, they get out of school at 2:40, he'll be like, no, I know the regular time they get out of school. What I was asking was, is there a theater thing? Okay, well, guess what? The theater's been on Thursday for every week since they were first doing a play in second grade.
Right.
It's never wavered. It's never been, surprise, it's Wednesday.
Jazz
so
hands.
If today's Thursday, you can be pretty sure that they're going to get out at 3:30.
Right.
I don't know. It's just a thing where I go, totally I have true. All this information in my head, everything. Oh, the other day, this is just par for the course. The other day, Xander, the night that I was not feeling well in bed after the Laker game, that's when it was Sunday night. So that's when the kids realized that they had a trip slip that needed to be signed by like the next day. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Sadie came to me earlier in my sick bed with the beans, heated beans across
and
my forehead and
like
my
open,
medicine
like,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I was still managing to play a game on my phone. Yeah. But still, I wasn't feeling good is the point, people. So I filled out her trip slip. Then Xander, now I'm in bed, like, wanting to be left alone.
Right.
I can hear Xander talking to John about filling out about his trip slip. And I hear John going, oh, Steph, what is there extra information that needs to – what extra information?
I know.
What do you need to look up his fucking social security number? What are you talking about? It's just a way of making me do it. Oh, that seems like something that's a mom
thing. It's too much,
thing.
Yeah.
What? Because you can't put in our fucking name and address and like
our
phone numbers?
Right, I know.
It's not that hard. I've been doing them for years. It's the simplest thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But he's like, okay, so what do we have to put on here? Does Xander need – what does he need on the – so I – you know what? It's my fault, but I'm like, just bring it to me.
Yeah.
Just bring it – just Xander, just bring it to me.
Yeah.
Took me 2 seconds. I filled it out, but he couldn't have just gone like, let me see that.
Right.
What do you need?
Read it. Yeah. All you have to do is read it.
Right. If there's whatever it is, if there's school pictures, if you got to buy a yearbook, if it's time to buy
it,
pay for a hoodie. Oh, he can't. He's never heard. What?
No. I know. No way. That's foreign to Adam. He would never. And you know what he would do? They don't need a hoodie. You know how many hoodies they have? They don't need to go on a field trip. I'll take them to Vera Street. You know? And that's his thing. Like, he would, if he had to do it, he'd go, they don't need to do it.
Right.
They need to go to the dentist. They don't need a dentist. I'll pull that. He's literally said that, too. I'll pull it for him. I have pliers. I'm a tool guy. Like, I'll take care of that. No problem. She had a sty on her eye one time, and I was like, can you take her? Can you take her to the doctor tomorrow? Because I can't take her. And he's like, all you need to do is just put a hot compress. Let me see. Now he's all interested. Before it was like, she's sick. She's got a sty. She's this. She's that. And he's like, who cares? She's da 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 da. It's no, but neither here nor there. But when he's got to do it, it's like, what? What's going on? Let me see. I'll burn it off. Yeah, let me
just
burn it off.
Bring me a match.
Yeah, I got a torch.
She's screaming in the corner. No. He's like, no, come here.
He literally, when she broke her finger, he was like, just put it in the ice. She's screaming and crying. I really think she needs to go to the ER. She doesn't need to go to the ER. It's just bruised. It's put it in the ice. Keep it in the ice. Took it to the doctor. It was like she had an impound fracture in her fingertip.
Right. Needed surgery.
Yeah. Needed surgery.
I'll do surgery.
Oh, really?
Here's a popsicle stick. Bite down on this.
Like when Sonny fell off the bike. I don't know. He was like, you could take him. It's just a bump. He's fine. But then we saw him and he was like, that was different. I'm sure we can't be the only ones with husbands like that, can we? Or partner? It's like, it's just a long-term relationship thing, I think.
Yeah, I think it is.
Eventually, you guys start arguing about the same thing, goes in a circle all the time, no matter, and then you want to take crazy pills because you think,
right,
you know, that a joke is being played on you. But really, the joke is on you because you take the bait and you keep going.
And it's hard because, you know, I'm listening to your story and I'm thinking, you know, it's the little things that keep us together. But it is also the little things that pull us apart.
Yes.
Because the little things, like the fact that you both left the movie and you're like, this movie sucked.
Yes.
Is like what makes you love the person. You're like, oh, we are on the same page.
Right.
Like, we get each other. What if I was married to somebody who was like, oh, my God, that was the most incredible movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I do, of course, I appreciate all the little things about John and the ways that he makes me laugh. And the ways the other day, in case you all think I just hate my husband, it's absolutely not true. John and I had the same joke. I'm trying to remember what it was. I don't know. It was about the dog. Oh my God. Okay. Last night, I'm fast asleep. I've taken a couple of Benadryls because the weather has been I've been waking up with these really bad headaches. So I'm like, let me take some Benadryl, which is going to help so that I don't wake up with a headache from the freaking pressure of the.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is once you fall asleep on Benadryl, it's like kind of hard to wake up.
Right.
And it's the middle of the night. Elby comes into our room. She's like, Mom, okay, I remember exactly what the joke was. So Elby comes into our room. Mom, Dad. People came into my bedroom and threw up on my rug. That's just not what you want to hear.
God.
First of all, that's not a normal thing for our dog either. Like, I know that's
thought you said people.
Oh, Peepo.
Oh.
Penelope.
Okay.
Penelope went in her room and puked on her rug. So I guess she wasn't feeling good. That's never happened.
Right.
Well, so then both John and I are like, oh, my God, okay. And she's really stressed out because she loves her rug. It's like this special rug that we got from Pier 1.
I remember.
No, she's,
I remember.
That we had to replace because when we first got Penelope, she pooped on that rug.
Yeah, I remember that.
From a medication she was taking.
Right.
So between that time, which was literally like 3 weeks after we got her, to now, nothing's happened. But John's like, this is the middle of the night. And John's like, well, it's the rug. She thinks that rug is grass.
I was just going to say that. She thinks that's where her place to if she has to poop or she has to throw up or she thinks that that's – I said that all the – yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so – but now John's turning it into a thing of like, so what, we can't replace her rug? Like, I'm like, it's freaking 3 o'clock in the morning. Can we not start placing blame on the rug at this point? Like, let's just clean it up and go back to sleep. Because guess who has to get up with the fucking kids in the morning to make their lunch? Me, not you.
Right. I know.
By the way, the night of the Laker game, he let the kids stay up until 11 o'clock at night because he was watching the Laker game. So that apparently that was very important reason for them to stay up way past their bedtime, which is 9:30 for the twins. No, they were up until 11 watching this Laker game, not even ready for bed at 11. And the thing that pisses me off about that is it's like, that's fine if you're going to go, you know what, don't worry, I'll wake up with them in the morning. But no, I still have to get them out of bed.
Right.
Probably crying because they're so tired.
Yeah.
And make their lunch and get them out of the house on time.
Right.
Okay, but I digress. The point is, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. So now John the detective is like, oh, It's the – okay.
It's the rocks of all.
So we had tacos for dinner, uh-huh. and I had made – there was a little extra turkey. We use ground turkey.
Uh-huh.
So I had made it with some – there's like whatever spices in it, you know.
Yeah.
I had given her – I added a little of the turkey that we had left over into her bowl.
Uh-huh.
Not thinking that much of it. She's eaten that before. It's like lean, just some yeah. ground turkey, whatever. He's like it was the beef. And in my mind, I don't know what he's talking about. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm so tired. I don't even know what's. I'm like, beef? What?
Where's the beef?
Where's beef? And he's like, it was the beef from the tacos. And I said, oh, the turkey? I'm like, really? That's what he's like, that's what she threw up. In my mind, I'm like, that's not necessarily
right.
what made her throw up. I mean, okay, could it have been? Yeah, but just because that's what she threw up,
doesn't
that's what was in her stomach.
Right.
It's not for sure.
Right, that's what made
what
her throw up.
What are you, a vet now? Okay, whatever. But in my mind, I'm like, okay, all right. And anyway, so now Elby's upset about her rug. Finally, so John cleans up the rug,
uh-huh.
you know, and then we all go back to sleep. And then this morning, mm-hmm. there was still some of the turkey. It was in like a little container Tupperware in the refrigerator. So in the morning, we're on the kids, got to eat some breakfast. So Xander's eating the turkey for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
We're both awake because he had to take them to school this morning.
Wow.
I got up, made them their breakfast, mm-hmm. walked the dog, then came here. But he had to take them to school. I can't do both.
Right.
So he's getting ready to leave and he's like, are you guys having breakfast? And then Xander goes, I'm eating the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And both of us almost at the same time are like, that's fine. He apparently he said it, but then I said, as long as you don't go puke it up on Elby's rug later. And he had made the same joke. And I was like, so that's why we're married. Like, we have
right.
the same joke. Like, we think
right.
the same way. We have the same
right.
sense of humor.
Yes.
He makes me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
He puts up with me
right.
and my craziness, and
right.
I put up with him and his craziness.
Right.
And like, but
right.
at the same time, sometimes I'm like, can't I be bigger than like, always on him for the same
yeah.
things that bug me. Do you
right.
ever think like, I'm always like, I wonder, okay, if we got divorced
mm-hmm.
and he married somebody else,
mm-hmm.
would that person, it would take a few years before
I
that person was irritated about
while.
The same shit.
Oh,
right?
Hell yeah.
So he'd be super happy for a couple of years. He'd be like,
this is great.
Why was I putting up with that fucking harpy when I had this woman appreciates everything I do? She'd probably be like, oh, my God, you're painting the house.
Oh,
oh my God.
I love that color.
Swoon. Where I'm like, how fucking long is it going to take you to
I
paint
know,
the house?
Right?
What, if it's your project, how come you're not doing it every day? Do it every day. Get it done. Do I
yeah.
have to fucking sit,
right.
have the paint, the samples of paint? Like, is it just going to live in the living room? How long is it going to be there?
I know, right?
Right? His new girlfriend would probably be like, you're amazing. You're
this.
So handy.
Yeah.
How long do you think? 5 years?
So handy.
Like,
you
would he have a good 5 years with somebody
I love your
new?
Color palette. I know. I think that too. How long would it take for that girl?
The new girl.
The
yeah.
new girl to get irritated as fuck. For Adam, I think it would take 30 days.
Right.
She'd be like,
right.
oh my God, please stop talking. Please. I get it. The rims, the car, the tires. I know. It's Paul Newman's car. It's going to be the kids. Shut up. Like, I please stop. Even Olga, she's like, Lynette, I had to leave because he was talking too much. I wanted to go to the grocery store. I go, why are you at the grocery store again? I went grocery shopping. She goes, I had to call my sister. Adam was talking. I just left. Like she, you know,
right.
it's like irritating.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think about how long would it take? Because I know in his brain he's going, I'm sure any woman would love to have – must be nice.
Right.
Must be nice.
Right. I mean, I do think John probably thinks like, okay, I'm happy that my wife puts up with me
mm-hmm.
and I put up with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is that. But I do sometimes think like these – it's the little things that make you crazy and you go like, okay, if I
yeah.
didn't have to put up with that, what would my life be like?
I know.
You know? But I do think that another person – I do – because sometimes when I just try to get like a bird's eye view of the whole situation,
yeah.
I'm like, man, these things do kind of build up until you're just kind of irritated all the time. And a new person, I wonder if they would be like right away
right.
annoyed. But I don't think they would.
No.
I think it would take
a while
before they got diagnosed with
yeah.
misophonia.
Yeah.
And they're like – I wonder if a new one would be like, God, he makes that noise with his teeth. What is that? Stop doing that. and makes a big show of putting on headphones right. that are not attached to anything like I do to yeah. show them that I'm annoyed at the sound that's happening.
Really? You do that?
Oh, yeah. I put on the type of headphones we're listening to. I have yeah. some at my computer. Sometimes I just put them on and I make sure he sees.
That you have them on? I sometimes pretend I'm on the phone. But I have to make sure the ringer's off, though. Because if I know he's circling and he wants to talk to me,
right,
but I'm
right.
like on my Facebook or I'm doing right. something on the phone right. playing Fortnite, I'll just pretend, oh, hey, Jay, how's it going? Walk out. Let me go talk to Jay. I'll be back.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Buy myself some time.
Right. I mean, it's weird because there's so many things that I really do adore about John. And I know you love Adam.
Yes. I mean,
but it's like sometimes the little things make it almost hard to see the big things that we love because we're with the – because they're around too much.
Yeah. I know.
You know, and then you're like, well, the problem is I have time to be annoyed by these things. If I didn't see you as much, then I'd be like, oh, he's fun to talk to.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. They're around too much.
Maybe all relationships need each other in smaller doses.
Yes. Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
This was a good episode.
Grass is always
therapy.
Greener.
You know what? We have a new sponsor, and they're called Robinhood.
Yes.
And they're an investing app.
I love them. I saw them. I mean, I listened to them when they were first up and coming on my show This Week in Startups.
Oh.
And they pitched their startup, which was Robinhood, which was an easy app, which makes people – anybody can invest, which I love. It takes out – you don't have to be a big shot on Wall Street now. They explain everything. They have – first of all, they have no brokerage fees or anything.
Wow.
Yeah. It's other brokerages, they charge up to $10 for a trade. They make it easy, less intimidating. It's non-intimidating, and it's a simple, intuitive, clear design and an easy way to invest. And it's easy to digest. And it's really cool. And it helps you buy, like, stocks like the cryptos and all that kind of stuff. So – and it teaches you, which I like. So Robinhood is an easy app that you can use. No commission fees, easy design, and learn by doing. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolio, and you can customize it to your preference. So you can check it out. If you go get – Robinhood is giving our listeners a free stock, okay?
Ooh.
You can get a free stock in Apple, Ford, or Sprint. Big companies like that, you'll get a free stock by signing up. You sign up at Out Loud. It's different. So go to Robinhood.com.
No, outloud.robinhood.com.
Outloud.robinhood.com. And it's not our usual. So, yes, go to outloud.robinhood.com. And you, when you sign up, they'll give you a free stock for Apple, Ford, or Sprint, big company like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So also Patreon is still happening. But meet and greet is going to start next month. But
I'm excited.
Please still sign up for
Patreon
because that's where our bonus content is and it's going to continue to be there. Nothing's changing right now. So patreon.com. And if you sign up at $50 a month, and we have a new spot opening up in here.
Nice.
But right now we're still talking about HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L Molina. And on Facebook, you can search Letty Molina. That's for the CBD oil, bacon flavor for dogs. Michelle McKibben is a mortgage loan consultant with Bank of America. And you can find her at michelle.mckibben, M-C-K-I-B-B-I-N, at bankofamerica.com. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy podcast, where she helps moms just feel like, you know.
Just feeling good.
Solidarity, just feeling good, just momming it up. Check out her show, shamelessmom.com. The Wayne Foundation, a 501c nonprofit. It helps get girls out of sexual trafficking. Make a donation today. Why not? At waynefdn.org. Kate Marengo is an interior decorator. She's with interiorchicago.com. Find her and ask her questions about paint colors, about whatever you want. And Tish Clevenger, she wants to put fruits, veggies, and grains in your diet and make you healthier. So go to Clevenger, CLEVENGER.juiceplus.com or Tish Clevenger at SBCGlobal.net. And that's it for right now. So our show gets by with sponsors. So we just want to remind you that our show today was brought to you by BetaBrand. Go to BetaBrand.com, enter FCOL. ZipRecruiter, go to ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. Robinhood is outloud.robinhood.com. Pluto TV, just download for free on all your devices. And My Bite Vitamins. Just go find them at Target or Target.com.
Thank you. You're a parent now.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Thank you.
Don't fuck it up.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? I fear myself.